Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
This is a historical moment for all of us.
Donald Pauls, director of Friends of the Earth Netherlands.
For the first time in history, a judge has ordered one of the largest polluters to stop contributing to dangerous climate change. The judge was crystal clear. Shell causes dangerous climate change and Shell should stop immediately with doing that. It's a clear signal to all polluters in the world. You should get your act together. This is a major victory for the planet.
For the first time in history, a judge has held a corporation liable for causing dangerous climate change. On May 26, as a result of a legal action brought by Friends of the Earth in Netherlands, together with 70,000 co-plaintiffs and six other organizations, the court in The Hague ruled that Shell must reduce its CO2 emission by 45% within 10 years. This was qualified as an historic verdict. And to talk about this, we are now online with Sam Cossar-Gilbert from Friends of the Earth International. He is coordinator of Economic Justice Resisting Neoliberalism Program from Friends of the Earth. So, hi Sam, how are you? Welcome to Real World Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Okay, so what are your first impressions after this court decision? What is your analysis about this?
So first of all, we're celebrating. This is an incredible victory, both for Friends of the Earth Netherlands and the entire Friends of the Earth Federation that's been supporting this case for more than 3 years. As you said in the introduction, it's a truly historic victory against the major multinational company. And while we started this case 3 years ago, the Friends of the Earth Federation has been campaigning against Shell for decades, particularly what Shell's done and the incredible and horrific impact that they've caused in the Niger Delta in terms of the oil exploitation. The last week has been, we've had a bit of a solidarity celebration across the Friends of the Earth Federation. We've had a number of groups sending in photos of them celebrating because this is a truly historic victory and we're very excited about it and we think it's going to have a very strong impact.
Most of the time, media, for example, or in the big meetings of different kinds of multilateral organizations, for example, they're talking about big polluters, but most of the time, these big polluters say that the big polluters in the world are the countries, no? We have the United States, we have China, India maybe, but in this case, the court sentenced a transnational, a multinational as Shell. So what can you tell us about this? I mean, this is a unique case. What steps has to take Shell to comply the judgment?
So the court has ordered Shell to reduce its carbon emissions by 45% within 10 years. It's quite a unique and historic verdict because it's the global operations of Shell, not just in the Netherlands, but also all of the emissions from Shell's products, customers and suppliers. So we think it sets a really important legal precedent about accountability and responsibility further down the supply chain. So that's why it's such an important verdict. And our hope is that the verdict will trigger a wave of climate litigation against big polluters to force them to stop extracting and burning fossil fuels. We feel like the tide is turning and other oil and gas corporations must really take note or they'll face legal action themselves. They've known for decades, as Shell had known, the impacts of burning oil and gas. And as the lawyer of Friends of the Earth said, these big polluters must act now or face court.
And it has to do it because of the judgment, of course, to the end of 2030. Let's hear what Roger Cox, lawyer for Friends of the Earth Netherlands, said after hearing the verdict.
The world looks a bit brighter today than it did yesterday. I think this is a groundbreaking and historical verdict. We're very happy with that, obviously. We also think that this will have a ripple effect in other jurisdictions, and we expect a lot of similar climate cases around the world against the big polluters. This gives us also hope that the energy transition that needs to speed up and needs to speed up quickly can actually happen through these forceful measures. So happy that we're here.
But also Shell is also responsible for emissions from his customers and suppliers. So this whole company has to change his policies about pollution, right?
Yeah, it's the judge has left it up to Shell how they will change their business. I guess they could decide to stop operating parts of their business, transition. But yeah, they must reduce their emissions in line with the Paris Climate Accord. And I think that sets a strong legal precedent as well for other sorts of international action in terms of using international climate accords as the basis for these sort of actions. We've seen similar legal victories recently in Germany, where Friday for the Future, the youth strikers movement that was supported by Friends of the Earth Germany and other organisations, won against the German government. As well in a climate case. Now the German government must increase its climate ambition. So these cases are coming, but it's also not just the cases. I think we're seeing a real wave of action around justice and around climate change. So we see the student strikers movement, a number of protests all around the world in relation to environmental justice. We also have that Friends of the Earth has been supporting for a long time the binding treaty on business, which is happening at the United Nations as well. We're in a big campaign with hundreds and hundreds of organisations, trade unions, peasant organisations around the world that are demanding binding rules on big business, on transnational corporations and rights for people. Because if we look at how Shell has been able to get away for decades with polluting the climate and very serious human rights violations, what we really need is strong binding regulation that will hold not only Shell, but all companies accountable for what they do to people and the environment.
And what could happen if Shell doesn't comply the judgment?
So Shell could face penalties in terms of fines and other legal penalties if they don't comply. And it would also be acting illegally, and to not be following the law in the Netherlands would be a serious impact to its ability to raise finance. So Friends of the Earth Netherlands feel that Shell is likely to comply with this.
And this could also affect other kinds of companies or so, right? I'm thinking about Chevron or Total. I mean, they must be afraid of this judgment, right?
Yeah, so I mean, also on the day last Wednesday, there was a kind of activist investor group that won two board spots on the board of Exxon. There was a shareholder motion. So there's quite a lot of kind of pressure being placed on these big oil companies that are failing to change, and they must be nervous. Climate change, we know for a very long time, is a risk to all people in the environment. And now what we're seeing is climate change is a financial risk to companies. It will have a big impact on them, but also it's a legal risk. And if you don't act on climate change, you will face court cases like this that may force you to change your business model, or if not, there will be people in the streets demanding change, and we will win political change. So the polluting business model of the big oil companies, the tide is turning against them, and people are forcing them to change, whether it be in the parliaments, on the streets, or in the courtrooms.
Sam, but also with this change of business model, for example, Shell and other companies must go to a fair transition, no? But we have also the risk of a sort of greenwashing.
We definitely have the risk of greenwashing. We have to, even with this court judgment, we have to be there demanding a just energy transition for workers. We cannot rely on Shell to bring us a transition. We need to be there building the fair energy future we want, and that's community renewable energy, that's social energy, public energy for the public good. Energy as a right, not a commodity. And we really need to keep building and demanding those changes. And the fight for climate justice, the fight for a sustainable future doesn't end today. We're just inspired, and we continue working for that future, because there's a long road ahead.
Yeah, and well, at last, who would say that are the main affected part and the main beneficiaries in this ruling?
Well, this is a victory for everyone, for people around the world who want a safe climate future. It's a victory for people, particularly in the global south, who are fighting the impacts of climate change, but also the horrible impacts of Shell. So it's a victory for, I was speaking to some farmers in Northern Australia who are fighting Shell's fracking. It's a victory for everyone who's fighting for climate justice and for a safe future. And we're really hopeful that this can inspire people to keep getting active, to get active and join your Friends of the Earth group, or your local trade union, your local climate action group, your local agroecology project. You know, we're all in the fight together for system change and for a livable future. And it's a victory for all of us. We're the main beneficiaries and we need to keep it up.
Okay. And Sam, what can you tell not only to corporation, but to other, I don't know, influencer, for example, that say that it's impossible to change and to reduce and to stop to use fossil fuels? Or, for example, some of them, like, I don't know, Bill Gates, that talk about nuclear energy as a positive energy, you know? So what can you tell to these people or to these arguers?
I mean, there's countless scientific, technical, engineering studies that show that clean, renewable, people-powered, 100% renewable energy future is possible. We've been Friends of the Earth. We worked on a project a few years ago that showed, I think it was the wealth of a few hundred people could even fund that transition to 100% renewable energy for most of the global south. So yeah, we know there's no technical barriers. What's lacking is the political will. We need to say that climate change is incredibly important, and that we need to be investing in public renewable energy. And yeah, it's completely possible. And the main thing standing in the way is the profit of the big energy companies and big oil. We need to stand up to them and continue demanding the future that we need and want.
Okay, great, Sam. I don't know if you want to add something more.
Maybe about Shell appealing the ruling, or
I was thinking the same thing, like how Shell reacts.
Shell is likely or announced it will appeal. Yet what we saw last time in a similar case in the Netherlands, called the Achene case, that was brought by Dutch citizens against the government, this very similar climate case, the government appealed, and the climate ruling actually got strengthened. So we see it as very likely, based on this initial judgment, that Shell will lose an appeal, and it could even get strengthened in our favour. So, you know, it's quite a risk for Shell to appeal.
And if that happens, this could put in risk the court decision, or you don't think it's a big threat?
So Shell is likely to appeal. We believe we have very strong legal grounds for this argument, that we won substantially. Also, in similar cases, similar climate cases that went to a higher court, the higher court upheld the decision. So we're very confident. The higher court actually not only upheld, but it strengthened and made the decision more, like, stronger for climate action. Also, if Shell is wanting to meet the target by 2030, it will need to start making business decisions today. The order of the court is immediate. So there's really no time to lose for Shell, but there's also no time to lose for climate action.
Mm-hmm.
We need to continue fighting transnational companies. And I think it's really important this verdict highlights the role that transnational companies have played in causing climate change. Only 100 companies are responsible for 75% of carbon emissions over the last three decades. And so our hope is that this case will spark a wave of litigation now against big fossil fuel producers to stop them in their destructive ways. Climate litigation is just one way, but we're going to be there mobilising, resisting and transforming to win climate justice.
Yeah, and it's also important to not reduce all of this fight to the court, no, or the tribunals, you know.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I think that only the court was only able to make this decision because there's been a strong movement for many years demanding climate justice or demanding that transnationals be held accountable. Also the science, the climate science as well. But the movement is crucial. We need to continue getting active in our local groups together with allies and the trade union and peasants, because we know that's what makes the change.
Great. Well, Sam, thanks a lot for this time to Real World Radio. Let's keep in touch for the next move in Friends of the Earth International.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.